أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون. The ayah that we had read yesterday also, Allah explains the example of these munafiqeen. First, in the previous ayat, Allah explained what their evil qualities are, and to make it more clear, Allah is giving two examples. One is in this ayat, and one comes in the ayat that follows. Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh, the sum total he explains of this is that these people brought Iman and they saw the light of Iman and how to live their lives. But by becoming munafiqs, that light was taken away. Now they were in darkness. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains this ayat that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, and he brought the light of Islam, the light of the Quran to the people. So the people saw what is the clear way of life, and this gives great satisfaction, inner satisfaction to a person that he knows the correct way of life and that he is on the right path. But then they became munafiqs and that light was taken away. Now they were in darkness again and they could not see the benefit or harm or anything. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi explains this ayat, and he says this ayat explains it very strikingly what the condition of these munafiqeen is, and according to our times to understand it will be quite easy also. Like a person is driving a good roadworthy car but on a very bad road. A road has got potholes in it, there are thorns, there are stones and rocks also on the road. The road is bending and curving also, all difficult to drive. And due to the pressure of the road, that car also becomes now not roadworthy. The brakes are failing, everything, suddenly the lights also go off. You were traveling at night, now your lights are also gone off. You can't see the potholes now, you can't see the stones and the debris lying on the road, you can't see the curves and the bends. That is this dunya's life which we are going through. And with the light of Iman, a person goes, and with a roadworthy car of Islam, a person travels well. But on this, if he does not strengthen his Iman and remain faithful to Iman, and now he becomes like a munafiq and his life is taken away. Now he can't see his proper way in this world. He becomes parishan all the time. Suddenly he finds himself in a great loss and he can't understand now how to live his life, how to carry on. That light of Iman has been taken away because of his nifaq. Other ulama explained further, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that the munafiqeen, they are living in this world just for the benefits of this world. This also we can understand, not in our present condition, when there isn't really a Muslim government, and because a person being a Muslim, he enjoys benefits from that country. Like for example, in the apartheid regime, just by being a white person and registered as a white person, a person had so many benefits. Like that in a socialist government, where they give grants for everything. Well, from the time the wife falls pregnant, there is a grant that is issued. You reach a certain age, another grant is issued. You have a disability, a grant is issued. But that is all for the citizens of the country. If a person is living in that country but is not a citizen of that country, he doesn't get all those benefits. Like that, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, it was a Muslim country. And any person who was a Muslim enjoyed lot of benefits. So these munafiqeen, they just showed that they are Muslims. But they did not have Iman right from the beginning in their heart. Just to get all the perks and the benefits of the Islamic government of that time, they showed themselves to be Muslims. So the other ulama explained that these people were munafiqs all the time, and they were getting benefit from the Muslim government all the time. And the benefits of what they are getting is very minute compared to the life of the Akhirat. And they give the example, what a drop of water has got relationship with all the oceans of the world. Like that, this dunya is just like a drop of water compared to the eternal life of the Akhirat. So there, when they are getting these benefits because they are showing themselves to be Muslims. They, from the spoils of war, they get a share also. In many things they were getting a share and lot of perks and benefits. But as soon as they die, this nur of iman is taken, this outward nur which they showed is gone now. Now reality comes, and in the akhirah they suffer the terrible consequences immediately, because they were not Muslims by heart. They were only Muslims by tongue, and only for the benefits of this dunya. So therefore, as soon as they die, the terrible punishment of the akhirat is meted out to them, and this becomes the condition, that while they were in this world, it was like that fire that was lit, and the light they were getting. But as soon as they die, that light, that fire is gone off, the light is gone off, and they get the terrible punishments of the akhirat. We also should consider ourselves, though inshallah we don't have that nifaq in our hearts, that we, in our hearts also we believe sincerely. But to be like this, like for example, when any group of the Muslims are enjoying some benefit, they are being praised, then we also become party of that group. But as soon as they are now, something goes wrong there, and people are talking bad about that group, then we also go the other way again. And this happens all the time in all our social gatherings, etc. Anything good of Tabligh Jamaat, for example, we also become very pro-Tablighis. But the minute something, some negative things happen or are said about it, then we also go the other way. The same thing with the ulama. If something pro about the ulama is happening, then we also very pro ulama. But the minute something negative is being said about that, then we join in that, on that bandwagon. So we also all the time two-faced. We should have our with the light of iman, we should know our clear direction in life. And we should not be sometimes this way and sometimes the other way. We should also take our precautions and not let the light of iman or of the righteousness go out from our hearts. May Allah help us and guide us. This is a very serious disease, very subtle to teach. Like a person has some illness and the doctors cannot pick it up, then how difficult it is to treat it. Go to so many doctors, go to amils, go to everyone, but nobody can pick up what your problem is. Like that, this hypocrisy which is in the heart is like that. And to remedy it becomes very hard also. The thing is, sincerely and truly we turn to Allah and we are not tempted by the things of this world. The temptations or the fears of this world should not make us waver and go sometimes this way and sometimes that way. A mu'min has got his direct route to Allah, and he should choose that. May Allah bless us all with it and keep us steadfast on iman and on the right path, and let us not waver in this worldly life.